At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think I mentioned this yesterday. We were supposed to have a guest on that we scheduled from last week, and he got cold feet, but for a good reason. And let me, as I segue into my next guest here, talking about some DEI stuff at the University of Kentucky, there was a professor, I'm going to try to keep his name out of it, and the school, local professor, who says that, Mark, I'm a liberal, but I listened to you to hear both sides of the issue. Here's a case involving me and DEI gone wild. And he was teaching at a school here in St. Louis for 22 years. And then in the fall of 23, was doing attendance and calling out names in an attempt to learn which student was which. Well, he called one African-American student the wrong name by mistake instead of his real name. And the kid storms out of the room because he thought that that was racist. And then he mentioned that there were extra credit lectures available in the evenings. Since he worked evenings, he said that the professor did this deliberately to single him out because he knew he couldn't make it. And then when he was having some issues attending field trips the night of the class, he thought that all this stuff was based on racism. So this guy, and I'm going to tell the story just in real short form here because I have a guest, but I'm hoping to learn more information. I'm supposed to hook up with this professor, talk to him on the phone. He got worried about his own job currently, but he was called into a meeting where he was called subconsciously biased,
Okay. Whatever
the hell that is. But let's talk here this afternoon with Timothy Minella, who's with the Goldwater Institute. He's a senior fellow. You know, this DEI stuff keeps happening, even though there have been a lot of victories. But Timothy, you guys are involved in a case at the University of Kentucky, aren't you? Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on here with me this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Mark. Great to be here. And yes, we are. And let me just say that the story you just told about the local professor is, I believe, all too common across our country. And that's what we're trying to address with our work in advocating for strong and reasonable prohibitions on DEI across all 50 states. And in Kentucky, what we've seen is, I think this is just a great example of how even the simplest things that we ask universities to do when we talk about DEI, even the simplest things that should be in their wheelhouse. In the case of University of Kentucky, the Kentucky DEI law that was passed earlier this year makes a very simple, has a very simple requirement for the universities. And that is that they must adopt a statement committing to intellectual diversity, to protecting intellectual diversity, and also protecting people from discrimination based on their political or social ideology or viewpoint. And this should be a no-brainer, right? That we don't want discrimination based on someone's political or social ideas. We want, in fact, a diversity of ideas in our universities. But even this was too much for the University of Kentucky. They still have not complied by passing this, just a statement affirming these important values. And so the Goldwater Institute, where I work, has sent a message to the Attorney General of Kentucky, asking him to step in here and compel the University of Kentucky to comply with this very simple requirement. But it just goes to show that even the things that should be natural for institutions dedicated to opening people's minds and educating people, are not being complied with. It is resistance across the board, unfortunately.
You know, in this professor's case, like you said, it is very common. I've read several pieces. Unfortunately, a lot of times when people write about this in an op-ed, there have been some pieces posted at Real Clear Investigations. Most of the time, they're professors that have kind of moved on, and now they feel comfortable telling these stories. And that's why this guy that I heard from is a little concerned, understandably so. You know, it's justified that he's worried about losing or being affected in his current role. But some of the details are always very similar, where there's, and it doesn't take much, apparently, in a class for a minority student to complain and get triggered and then take that to the university. And the university never really tries to protect their professors in these situations. They just ramp up the DEI stuff and try to push people out. And then you get to a situation where, you know, and this is where it concerns me most, in health and sciences in particular, where you're not getting the best qualified people in those fields. You're getting the most qualified, perhaps, of the right color. And I don't know how that helps anyone. But again, we've had some successes in the last, I would say, 4 years in particular on scaling back DEI. We know the president's position on DEI. But here again, you have a situation down where you are in Kentucky where these universities are still fighting it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what is particularly important here is that no one should be discriminated based on their race. And furthermore, universities should not be creating programming or distributing benefits based on race or sex. And the DEI prohibitions that the Goldwater Institute is advocating for across the country, that is what they do. It's a very, very common sense approach that should have been happening in our institutions this whole time. But unfortunately, we have to step in and compel them to follow the law and really follow the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of guaranteeing equal protection under the law. And I think that's what we're seeing across the country. But it shows that it's not just enough to pass these laws. We have to enforce them. And Goldwater is here to advocate for that as well, that whatever the enforcement mechanism is in your state, we want to ensure that that is happening. And we need to keep our eyes open to what's happening, not just during a signing ceremony, but in the implementation of these laws thereafter.
Because you know this probably better than most, these universities, even if they may claim that they're doing something and that the lawyers are advising them in some way, they're going to do an end run. And we already have evidence of end runs where they're still doing the DEI. They're just couching it in different language.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Absolutely. And that's what I think is so important to point out is that the DEI prohibitions that are being passed, it doesn't matter what you call it. The language is very specific about what is prohibited, and that's discrimination based on race. That's programming that's developed in reference to race or sex. It's very clear about what is prohibited. And what we've seen, for example, in Iowa, is we've seen employees at universities on hidden cameras say, well, we're still doing what we always did with DEI. We're just calling it something like community engagement.
Yes.
That is not going to fly. We've seen in Kentucky, for instance, the College Fix recently reported that a Morehead State University professor, that's one of the constituent universities there in Kentucky, had said in a open meeting of the university that her colleagues need to be wily and resist anticipatory obedience to these recent laws that are being passed. And so in many cases, they're not even being subtle about it. They're saying we're going to resist at every turn. And that's what we can't allow to happen.
Yep, it's the resistance. They're fully on display. And Timothy, I'm glad that the Goldwater Institute is on top of this. Timothy Minella joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After the break, I have a great story, a real-life example of some of this that's happened at Duke University. I mentioned every once in a while these op-eds get posted. There was a guy at Duke that wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. Very enlightening.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.